Now, last year we discussed how this coming week's parasha is one of the three instances in the Torah where we find an Isser de Oraisa alluding to the prohibition to take up residence in Mitzrayim. And we mentioned the various Rishonim who struggle to justify how is it that the Rambam and so many other Gedolei Olam did live in Mitzrayim, which seemingly violates this Isser de Oraisa, which the Mechilta says appears in three different places in the Chumash. And we cited the Ritva in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches, who suggests a number of various justifications for those that lived in Mitzrayim. He cites the Yerayim, who says that the Isser is only if you return from Israel to Mitzrayim via the route that you took from Mitzrayim to Israel. That's perhaps one justification, that if you don't go back that direction, you come from other lands to Egypt, you don't violate the Isser. Or maybe we suggested, the Ritva quotes, that the cities that the Torah refers to when it speaks of not living in Mitzrayim, those cities of old are not the cities of today that they have inhabited in Egypt today. And finally, the Ritva suggested that maybe this whole Isser of living in Mitzrayim is when Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. Then you can't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim. But when we're in Golus anyways, scattered all around the world in Golus, maybe then the Isser of living in Mitzrayim does not apply. So suggests the Ritva in Yuma Daf Lamed Ches. But in the course of his discussion of this issue, Rav Avadya Yosef in Yechavadas Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Aleph cites a fascinating, perhaps parallel discussion, not with regard to living in Mitzrayim, but with regard to an apparent ban on Jews living in Spain, which is most relevant because if any of you are descended from any Jews who were expelled from Spain in 1492, you have until October 1st to apply for your Spanish citizenship and EU passport. Time is running out very rapidly. Since the law was passed in 2015, only about 4,000 or so individuals have claimed Spanish citizenship successfully. And it seems that Spain's efforts to atone for the expulsion of 200,000 Jews back in 1492 is falling far short of what they had hoped. But be that as it may, that discussion of living in Spain is actually spoken of in this context of the Isser of living in Mitzrayim. And I'll mention in a moment as well more details in that regard, but Avadya cites along those lines another fascinating discussion. After World War II, there was apparently a conference of Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who sought to propose a cherem on Jews ever stepping foot in Germany again. Also, fascinating discussion, a little bit of perhaps not so well-known history. And Avadya cites this from a tshuva in Rav Meshulam Roth's Sefer called Mevaser, where in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, Rav Meshulam Roth mentions this discussion that Rabbanim had in Eretz Yisrael after the war to issue a cherem, a ban against any Jew ever stepping foot in Germany ever again. And Rav Roth writes, he says that even though from an emotional perspective, from a philosophical perspective, obviously it certainly resonates who would want to even step foot in such a land after what they've done to our people. But Rav Roth writes that mitzad ha-halacha, he feels that this ban is not a good idea. Why? And he suggests two arguments. First, he says, no one today and no group of Rabbanim today have the right to issue a ban that is supposed to be effective with regard to all of Klal Yisrael. The Sanhedrin HaGadol had that ability to issue a cherem, a takana, that was incumbent upon all of Klal Yisrael to honor. But ever since the conclusion of the Shas by Ravina Navashi, says Rav Roth, no body of Rabbanim today have that right to enforce and to impose a ban on all of Klal Yisrael. So first of all, says Rav Roth, that idea is just not halachically valid. Yes, we do find that Rabbanim of a community have the right to impose and to institute a takana for their community alone, but to issue such a cheyem for all of Klal Yisrael, that one has no right to do any longer, Bizman Hazeh, writes Rav Meshulam Roth. And secondly, he says, even if one were to view such a cheyem as effective, but there's a general rule that Beis Din does not ever seek to impose a cherem that the majority of people will not be able to live up to. And says Rav Meshulam Roth, and now in reference to our discussion, he says, look at the Rishonim, how they debate and how they tried to justify the practice of those who lived in Mitzrayim over the course of Jewish history. There was an Isha D'Oraisa to go back to Mitzrayim, and it seems like it was so difficult for so many Jews over the course of history to abide by the Isser, and the Rishonim struggled to justify the practice of those who lived in Mitzrayim. So says Rav Roth, if you see that with regard to an Isha D'Oraisa, it was so difficult to abide by, and so many Rishonim struggled to justify the practice of those who lived in Mitzrayim, why would you even consider imposing a new Isser along those same lines, banning Jews from going to Germany, when over the course of years and years and years, you know it's going to be very, very difficult for Jews to abide by that Isser. So why would you even suggest a cherem that would then be potentially violated over the course of time because it's too difficult to observe and to maintain? So that's Rav Shlomo Roth's discussion of that proposal to issue a cherem against returning to Germany and his invoking of this week's Parashas HaShavua and the Isser of going back to Mitzrayim. And that same discussion, that same tshuva, he then cites, "You'll tell me that there was a ban imposed against Jews going back to Spain after 1492? So he says, "Lo matzasi zos b'shum sefer. I haven't found such a source anywhere. Ushmua zu ein la yesod neman. And there is no firm basis to support such a claim that there was a ban imposed against the Jews going back to Spain." And then, credible Bekiyas, he says, "I'll bring you a raya lehepach. I'll bring you a raya just to the contrary, from a tshuvas mabit." The Mabit writing in the 1500s. He cites a tshuva from the Mabit, Chelek Aleph Simin Shin Zayin. Remarkable how he plucked this out of the hat. A raya that the Mabit knew of no such ban to return to Spain. And Mabit's writing not too long after the expulsion from Spain. What's his raya? So the Mabit has the following shaila. The Mabit was asked in Chelek Aleph Simin Shin Zayin about a community where apparently in this particular city there were various smaller Jewish community structures. There was the community of the Jews who came from Italy, the community of the Jews who came from Castile, from Aragon, from different sections of Spain, the Jews who came from Portugal, and they each had their own independent Jewish community within this particular city. And apparently this city passed a takana that any new arrivals to the city, when they're debating which community they belong to, so even if, Lamashal, says the Mabit, this fellow and his father were both born, if they were both born in Italy, even though the grandfather and the great-grandfather were from Spain, you were born in Italy, your father's born in Italy, you go to the Italian Jewish community, not to the Spanish or the Portuguese Jewish community, despite your grandfather and previous generations having come from Spain. And there was some debate, the Mabit writes, about this takana, whether it's enforceable upon all of the Jews in this particular city or not. And in the context of that discussion, Mabit writes the following. He's discussing who this takana might impact. Jews come from the city to the city, they were born in Italy, but their grandfather was born in Spain or vice versa. So Mabit writes the following. He says, it's not possible that someone will come who will claim that he and his father are born in Aragon, in Spain. Why? So the Mabit writes, because there has not been a Jew in Spain for 70 years, in Aragon for 70 years, and we are confident, he says, that no Jew will live there again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabetz nidche amo Yisrael le'eretz Yisrael bezman karov. So this is Mabit writing in the 1500s. He says, to discuss this takana, that if what's going to happen if a Jew comes and claims I was born in Spain but my great-grandfather was from Italy, where do I go? He says, it's not going to happen. No Jew will come claiming he was born in Spain because for 70 years there hasn't been any Jew, says the Mabit, who has been living in Aragon in Spain. And then the key line is, and we are confident that no Jew will live there because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us to Eretz Yisrael in the very near future. He doesn't say, we are confident no Jew will live there because there's a cherem, it's us to go back there. He says, because Mashiach's coming, we're all going to Eretz Yisrael. So it appears, says Rav Shlomo Roth from the Mabit, writing 1500s, he knew of no such cherem to live in Spain. Fascinating, fascinating raya. Rabbi Bleich in his Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 1, takes up this issue as well. And he cites an article published by Rav Yehuda Gershuni in a Torah journal back in the 1970s also debating this apparent cherem that prohibits Jews from going back to Spain. And here again, no one seems to know of any source, any text, any actual written proof of such a cherem. And Rav Gershuni discusses, well, maybe such a cherem was only instituted so long as the Spanish royal family was in power. And once the Spanish monarchy was overthrown, that ban was lifted. Or maybe the ban was only with regard to establishing a new Jewish community, but not joining an existing Jewish community. And Rav Yehuda Gershuni himself says, well, cherem is nesed daraisa, sofik daraisa l'chumra. We don't know what the grounds and the basis of this cherem are, so we can't be maker with this cherem. That's Rav Yehuda Gershuni's conclusion. Mitzad sheni, Rabbi Bleich quotes the Minchas Elazar, who did allow Jews to live in Spain, in a written psak in 1931, provided they have the right to live as Jews, obviously. So there seems to be a great deal of confusion or disagreement as to whether any such cherem actually ever existed with regard to going to Spain. Apparently now in Spain there are only about 50,000 Jews. It's one of the smallest Jewish communities in the bigger countries of the EU. So it seems like it never really took off regardless. But be that as it may, Rabbi Bleich cites a fascinating source that in the Sephardic community of Hamburg, Germany, 1658, they passed a communal takana that any Jew from our community who shall even visit Spain or Portugal will not be given an aliyah for 2 years. You go back to visit Spain, 2 years, no aliyah. This is back in 1658. Interesting communal sanctions on those who would dare to visit Spain or Portugal. In conclusion, Rabbi Bleich in his article suggests, quoting a number of professors of Jewish history, that a very simple explanation for the background to this cherem might be the following. Once again, there is no written documentation of this cherem to live in Spain, but he suggests very simply, very reasonably, very logically as follows. It is well known that the Edict of the Expulsion in 1492 stated that any Jew who remains in Spain or shall come to Spain after that date will have to convert to Catholicism or be executed. Which meant that in all those years that followed the expulsion from Spain, any Jew who would even think of coming back to Spain would have to masquerade as a Christian or risk his life. That itself is halakhically problematic, to parade around as a non-Jew, to pretend that one is not Jewish. So very simply for that reason alone, there's no need for a written cherem. Just the fact that going back to Spain would entail being forced to live as a Christian, that alone would have been enough to prevent Jews from going back to Spain so long as that edict was in effect. But obviously, once the Inquisition edict was revoked, when the official end of the Inquisition was concluded in 1834, so then that reason is obviously no longer relevant, and therefore there should not be any longer any reason based on that approach to live in Spain. So again, a fascinating discussion, not just with regard to the cherem of living in Spain, but also how it is in some way connected to the issur of living in Mitzrayim. Just to one more association, Rav Kook Zatzal is quoted as having argued that even if there was such a cherem to live in Spain, you can't assume it's more chamor than the issur d'oraisa of going back to Mitzrayim. And whatever heterim we find built into going back to Mitzrayim would perhaps apply to Spain as well, such as only going temporarily for business purposes, not for permanent residence. That would also be applicable even if one did assume there was a cherem against living in Spain, but that same heter that applies to the issur of living in Mitzrayim would apply to this cherem against living in Spain as well. So,